At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life often feels like a road with too many paths and no clear direction. We can be overwhelmed by decisions about our careers, relationships, and personal missions. In these moments, it's easy to feel lost, wondering if we are truly walking in God's plan for our lives. This feeling of uncertainty can be like standing in a crowded room where every voice is shouting at once, making it hard to hear the one voice that matters most, the voice of God. It's like trying to find a single melody in a symphony of noise. But here's the good news. God has a plan for your life, a will that is not hidden from you, but rather one that is waiting to be discovered through faith and obedience. Today, I want to explore how we can better understand and know God's will for our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Proverbs 16 verse 9 tells us a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. This means that while we may have our own desires and plans, God is the ultimate guide who aligns our steps with his divine purpose. Now, let us explore the concept of surrendering your plans to God. Surrendering is one of the most challenging acts for any believer, yet it is the cornerstone of knowing God's will. It goes against everything we've been taught to plan, to strategize, to map out every detail of our lives. We live in a culture that tells us to control our destinies and to be masters of our own fate. But this mindset often leaves us overwhelmed, anxious, and unsure. God's kingdom operates differently. It calls us to surrender our plans so that his purpose can shine through, even when we don't fully understand the path ahead. My friends, surrender is not about giving up. It's about giving in to God's greater plan, recognizing that his ways are higher than ours, and his thoughts are far beyond what we can comprehend. As Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Imagine a potter molding clay. The clay doesn't resist the potter's hands, nor does it dictate its shape. It simply yields. In the same way, we must be soft and moldable in the hands of our Creator, allowing him to shape us according to his will and not according to our own ambitions. Isaiah 64, verse 8 beautifully captures this image. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand." This surrender is an act of trust, believing that God knows what is best for us, even when we cannot see the full picture. It is like a child trusting a parent to guide them safely across a busy street. The child may not understand the traffic or the danger, but they hold on tightly to the hand that leads them. In our moments of surrender, it's not our job to understand every step, but to trust the one who holds our future, knowing that he sees the end from the beginning. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, encourages us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." The story of Jehoshaphat, surrounded by enemies on all sides, shows us the profound power of surrender. Jehoshaphat and the people.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The people of Judah were faced with an impossible situation. Instead of succumbing to fear, they turned their eyes to God. They didn't arm themselves with weapons, but with prayer and worship, surrendering their fears to God and seeking his direction. In response, God gave them a victory without even lifting a sword. He fought their battle for them, turning what seemed like certain defeat into a miraculous triumph. As seen in 2 Chronicles 20 verses 15 to 17, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you." Jehoshaphat's story reminds us that when we surrender our battles to God, we invite his power and presence into our situations, allowing his will to prevail over our own limited understanding. Surrendering is not about passivity. It's about active faith that steps back and allows God to take control. We see this again in the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus. When the angel Gabriel appeared to her with the news that she would bear the Son of God, her response was not filled with fear or resistance, but with surrender. "Let it be to me according to your word," as we read in Luke 1 verse 38. Mary didn't have all the answers, nor did she know how everything would unfold, but her surrender allowed God's greatest plan for humanity to come to fruition through her life. In the same way, when we surrender, we allow God's extraordinary plans to unfold through us, often in ways we could never have imagined. Our act of surrender invites God into our lives, our decisions, and our futures, opening the door for his miraculous intervention and guidance. It's like letting go of the reins in a carriage, trusting that the one driving knows the path better than you do, even if the way ahead seems uncertain or unfamiliar. The truth is, my friends, surrender is not a sign of weakness. It's the most powerful position we can take when seeking to know God's will. It's in our surrender that we find true strength, peace, and direction, allowing God to direct our steps and lead us into his perfect will. Are you willing to let go and let God direct your path? Surrender your plans, your fears, and your uncertainties into his capable hands, and watch as he guides you into the fullness of his purpose for your life. The journey of surrender is not always easy, but it is always worth it when God is in control. Let go of what you're holding on to, and let God lead you into his glorious will for your life. We will now focus on the power of prayer and listening. Prayer is the lifeline that connects us to God's will. It is more than a ritual or a habit. It is our direct line of communication with the creator of the universe. In prayer, we find the space to lay down our burdens, seek guidance, and commune with God. Yet, prayer is not just about talking to God. It is equally about listening to His still, small voice that often whispers truth into our hearts when the noise of life quiets down. We often come to God with our requests, our worries, and our needs, but how often do we quiet our hearts to hear His response? We see prayer as a time to present our to-do list. But God sees it as a moment to speak back into our lives, guiding us toward His will. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." This shows us that our relationship with God is not meant to be one-sided. It is a dialogue, a continual exchange where we speak and God listens, and He speaks and we listen. Prayer is a two-way conversation, and knowing God's will requires us to tune in, not just speak up. Think of it like tuning a radio. You have to adjust the dial until you find the right frequency. God is always speaking, but sometimes we are tuned into the wrong channels, our fears, our doubts, or our own desires drown out His voice. We are busy searching for answers, but God's voice is often found when we silence the distractions and focus on Him. In 1 Kings 19, verses 11 to 12, we read the story of Elijah, who was desperate to hear from God. He experienced a powerful wind, an earthquake, and a fire, but God was not in these grand displays. Instead, He spoke in a gentle whisper. God's voice often comes in the quiet moments when we stop striving and start listening, reminding us that His presence is not always found in the dramatic, but in the intimate. This truth is also illustrated in the life of young Samuel, who heard God calling him in the night. Samuel did not recognize the voice of God at first, mistaking it for Eli. But when Eli understood what was happening, he guided Samuel to respond with these words, "Speak, for your servant hears," as recorded in 1 Samuel 3, verse 10. Samuel's response was not just a statement. It was an attitude of openness and readiness to receive from God, setting the stage for a lifetime of prophetic ministry. My friends, prayer is not just about asking God what His will is. It's about positioning ourselves to hear His direction, creating a space where His voice becomes clear and undeniable. Sometimes, we pray for specific answers, but instead of giving us what we ask for, God gives us His presence, reassuring us that He is with us, even when we don't have all the answers. We see this in the life of Cornelius in Acts 10, a devout man who continually prayed to God. His prayers reached heaven, and in response, an angel directed him to send for Peter, which led to a life-changing encounter with the gospel. Cornelius didn't just receive an answer. He received divine direction because he was attentive to God's voice, demonstrating that God's guidance often comes to those who wait on Him. If we want to know God's will, we must cultivate a habit of listening and prayer, where our hearts are as ready to hear as they are to speak. It's in those quiet moments of reflection and stillness that God often reveals His heart for us, one step at a time, guiding us gently into His purpose. We are reminded of Jesus Himself, who frequently withdrew to solitary places to pray, demonstrating that even the Son of God needed time away from the crowd to commune with the Father and receive guidance. In Luke 5, verse 16, we read, "So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." Jesus shows us the importance of not just praying, but creating an environment where we can hear God's still, small voice amidst the chaos of life. Don't rush through prayer, my friends. Linger in his presence and listen for his guidance, for it is there that God often speaks his will over our lives. God's will is not always revealed in grand, loud moments, but in the soft whispers of a praying heart that is open and expectant. Sometimes it is in the quiet moments, when our hearts are most surrendered, that we hear God's gentle guidance leading us along the path he has set before us. Let us be like Samuel, like Cornelius, and like Jesus, who made listening a priority in their prayer lives. Let us tune our hearts to heaven's frequency, ready to hear the whispers of God that direct our steps. My friends, let us now turn our attention to aligning your desires with God's Word. The Word of God is the compass that guides us into His will. Scripture is not just a collection of stories. It's God's voice speaking to us about His plans and purposes. When we align our desires with God's Word, we begin to see His will unfold clearly before us. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's word is not just a guide. It's the light that illuminates our way, especially when the road ahead seems dark and uncertain. One of the most profound examples of aligning with God's word is seen in the life of Josiah, the young king of Judah. When the book of the law was found, Josiah tore his clothes in repentance and realigned the entire nation with God's commandments. He didn't just hear the word, he acted on it, and the nation was blessed as a result. The Bible is filled with promises, instructions, and wisdom that help us navigate life's decisions. When our desires match what God has spoken in His word, we are on the right path to discovering His will. The key is not to seek our own fulfillment, but to seek His kingdom first, trusting that everything else will be added to us. In John 15, verse 7, Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." God's will is found in abiding, in staying connected to Him and letting His Word dwell richly in our hearts. As we meditate on Scripture, our minds are renewed and our desires are transformed to reflect God's heart. We no longer chase after what we think will satisfy us. Instead, we pursue what God has already laid out in His Word. My friends, God's will is not a mystery hidden from us. It's a treasure revealed in His Word. The more we immerse ourselves in Scripture, the clearer His will becomes. Are your desires aligned with God's Word? My dear friends, knowing God's will for your life is not about perfect decisions or never making mistakes. It's about daily surrender, constant prayer, and a heart that aligns with His Word. God's will is not a distant destination, but a daily walk with Him, step by step, choice by choice. When we surrender our plans, listen in prayer, and align with His Word, we are not just wandering, we are being led by the Almighty. God is not trying to hide His will from you. He wants you to walk in it with confidence, peace, and purpose. There is no greater joy than knowing you are in the center of God's plan, even when the path isn't always clear. He is faithful to guide you, to open doors, no one can shut, and to close those doors that are not for you. Remember, God's will is not just about the big decisions. It's found in the little acts of obedience and faithfulness. Trust that He is leading you, even when you can't see the whole picture. You are not alone on this journey. The God who created you knows the way forward. Let your heart always seek His will, and may you walk confidently in the steps He has prepared for you. God's will for your life is good, pleasing, and perfect. Embrace it with all your heart, and let His will become your greatest desire. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heart full of praise and adoration. You are the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who holds all things together by the power of your word. You are holy, righteous, and full of majesty, and there is none like you. I exalt your name, Lord, for you are worthy of all my worship, and I declare that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy that are new every morning. Thank you for waking me up today and giving me the gift of another day filled with your grace and love. I thank you for every blessing you have poured into my life, for the protection you have given me, and for guiding me even when I did not know it. Lord, I ask that you forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with the precious blood of Jesus, and make me whole again. I also choose to forgive those who have hurt me, and I release them into your hands, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, I surrender all my plans, my desires, and my will into your hands today. I acknowledge that my life is not my own, and I yield to your perfect will. Help me to be like clay in the potter's hands, ready to be molded according to your purpose. I pray that you direct my steps and guide me into the path that you have prepared for me, even when I cannot see the way ahead. Father, I declare that my trust is in you alone, and I refuse to lean on my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge you. Father, teach me to quiet my heart and listen to your still, small voice in every moment of my day. I pray that I will not be distracted by the noise of this world, my fears, or my doubts, but will be attuned to your gentle whispers of guidance. Lord, help me to be like Samuel, always ready to say, "Speak, for your servant hears," and to respond in obedience to your call. I declare that your voice is clear to me, and that I will not be led astray by the voices of confusion, doubt, or deception, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the discipline to seek you earnestly, in prayer, and to linger in your presence without rushing. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of distraction, weariness, and doubt that tries to hinder my time with you. I bind every lie of the enemy that says I am not worthy to hear from you, and I stand firm in the truth that you are my shepherd, and I am your sheep, and your voice I will follow. I declare that I will walk in divine alignment with your word. And as I pray, I will receive not just answers, but your presence and guidance step by step. Lord, align my desires with your word so that my heart beats in sync with yours. I pray that my thoughts, words, and actions will reflect your truth and love. Let your word be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, guiding me in every decision I make today. I declare that I will not turn to the left or to the right, but will keep my eyes fixed on you, the author and finisher of my faith. Lord, help me to hunger and thirst for your word more than anything else, and to let it shape my desires and decisions. Father, I pray for your divine protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. I plead the blood of Jesus over my home, my family, and everything that concerns me. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my health, my mind, my finances, my relationships, and my peace in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of fear, confusion, sickness, and depression, declaring that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I claim healing, restoration, and victory in every area of my life, knowing that you are fighting my battles. Lord, I also lift up my loved ones before you. I pray that your blessings, protection, and guidance will be upon them as well. Cover them with your wings, and let no harm come near them. May they walk in your will and experience your presence in a powerful way. I pray that they, too, will surrender their lives to you, hear your voice clearly, and follow you wholeheartedly. Bless their coming in and going out, and let your peace rest upon them today and always. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I thank you for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that you are in our midst, as you promised. For where two or three are gathered, in your name you are there. Lord, I am grateful for every heart that seeks you, every ear that listens, and every spirit that is open to your leading today. I pray that you would touch each person who hears this prayer, and that they will experience your love, peace, and direction like never before. We declare that today is a day of victory, and we walk in your will with confidence, knowing that you are guiding our steps. We claim healing, provision, and breakthrough in every area of our lives, believing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh today, empower us, strengthen us, and lead us into all truth. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.